is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hunter Biden won't be going to jail on his felony gun or tax convictions. His father, the president, has reversed a longstanding pledge and pardoned his son. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe with the elder Biden statement.
No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's case can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong.
CBS News legal contributor Rebecca Royfe.
There is no direct proof that the Department of Justice acted in a politicized way. And by saying that, by making that allegation without proof, he does significant damage to the integrity and independence of the Department of Justice.
Mr. Biden made the announcement before he left for an official visit to Angola last night. Lots of holiday travelers flew to their Thanksgiving destinations. The TSA says it screened 3.08 million passengers yesterday. That's the highest number ever for a single day. Wintry weather is making travel more difficult for people who live in states bordering the Great Lakes. Kelly Merritt had to be creative to get her car out in Ohio.
It's just I had to plow my own driveway with my car. Maybe like 24 inches. It's up there. My other cars are all glued in.
The region's gotten up to a foot of new snow today on top of up to 4 feet already on the ground in some places. Texas governor is threatening to pull funding from a children's hospital after a viral TikTok video from a pediatric cardiologist telling patients and parents not to answer a citizenship question. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Abbott responded with the message, hey, Texas Children's Hospital and Baylor College of Medicine, this doctor is putting your Medicaid and Medicare funding at risk. Pastor doesn't believe Abbott's trying to recoup medical costs.
I worry that this is information that people are going to use to deport people.
The new order on intake forms went into effect November 1st. If predictions prove true, a lot of people will be spending at least some of today doing their holiday shopping online. Adobe Analytics, Vivek Pandia.
We're expecting Cyber Monday to be the largest online shopping day of the year, really of all time. We're expecting about $13.2 billion to be spent on Cyber Monday.
The good book's been selling like hotcakes. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Some might say hallelujah. Sales of Bibles are up 22% over the past year with many first-time buyers. Publishers attribute the increase to rising anxiety, including over the election, and a search for hope. Print book sales in the U.S. have been up less than 1% over the past year.
The Dow is down 162 points. S&P up 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine residents will have a chance to discuss a proposed $1.5 million tax increase for the fire department. That'll happen at a city council meeting tomorrow. If the measure is approved by the full council, it could appear on the April ballot. The move could result in an estimated $54 annual increase for homeowners with properties assessed at $175,000. Recent school report cards show mixed results for Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools. Kenosha maintained a rating of meets expectations. Racine missed the mark by a narrow margin, but it did show improvement, including its highest four-year graduation rate in 15 years. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, has announced his candidacy for the Democratic National Committee chair. He launched his campaign yesterday with a slogan of Unite, Fight, Win. The election for the position is set for February. Winter parking rules are now in effect in Racine and Kenosha. The rules require residents to follow alternate side parking rules based on even and odd number days. Each community has a detailed outline of what you're supposed to do on their respective website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks have a winning record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-114 win over the Wizards this weekend. So the Bucks now with a record of 10-9, thanks to a six-game winning streak. I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo, what's different about the team now after that 1-6 start to the season?
We know how to win games. Guys kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game, want to go watch film, be better.
College hoops, the Badgers open up their Big Ten schedule tomorrow night against Michigan at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin undefeated at 8-9. know. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions in Detroit this Thursday night. The Badgers football team not invited to a bowl game after their first losing season in 22 years. Where is this program at?
It's really tough to kind of say where we are. Obviously, we're not in a good place. We're 5-7, and, you know, really, we're just not even playing well. We got a job to do. We got a job to prepare guys to get ready to play a game, and then their job is to play the game. Unfortunately, we haven't done that for quite a while.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
JN, good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. I'm into something good, Hermes Hermes. To this day, lead singer Peter Noon opens every concert with that song.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Give me just a little more time, just a little more time, and I'll
give me just a little more time. Chairman of the board did that, and I'm starting to think that give me just a little more time is the slogan for the Packers this season, because they could use a little more season to catch up to the Lions and the Vikings. Vikings won in the last minute, come from behind victory yesterday. Harumph. And, of course, we're chasing the Lions, too, and we play them Thursday night. You realize, of course, that you can hear that game on WRJN. Pre-game starts at 7 o'clock, and the game time, pre-game starts at 5. The game time, a little after 7 o'clock, sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. So you know what I always say, right?
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
During the season of giving, the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection asks you to do your research before donating to avoid imposter scams and fake charities. Before giving to a charity, please research the organization at give.org and use verified information. Do not donate through unsolicited links, phone calls, or other messages sent to you. Make sure your contribution goes to the organization and cause you want to support, not a scammer. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Jenny here from Big Deals. It's Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. This year, you can shop Cyber Monday and still shop local. Big Deals is your local e-commerce website where you'll find dozens of gift certificates to businesses in your community. And today only, spend $50 or more and save an additional 20% on your entire purchase automatically. Check it out now.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. It's true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. And I want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Local news, timeless hits, and timeless Christmas hits, too. Tis the season. Here's Burr Lives on WRJN.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you
we'll be right back. Boys. Yeah, they're from California, but we are bringing the local back to local radio. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents will have a chance to talk about another proposed tax increase tomorrow. A city council committee has already approved a $1.5 million referendum to boost funds for the fire department. The measure will get discussed at a meeting tomorrow with public comment part of the process. The full council still needs to approve the idea before it could appear on an April ballot. If it goes ahead, the owner of a $175,000 home in the city of Racine would pay about $54 extra each year. There are two people just across the state line that are thankful for search dogs. A 60-year-old man from Wadsworth and an elderly Antioch woman are safe after both went missing in different situations over the weekend. Police say the man in Wadsworth wandered away from his home in the cold Friday night. He was found Saturday morning walking near the forest preserve. The Antioch woman was missing for a few hours in the cold before being found Saturday. Police say both had cognitive issues and are said to be okay. Winter rules are in effect for parking in Racine and Kenosha. It's now through April for winter parking changes. The alternate side of the street rule is in effect. That's where you have to park on even-numbered address sides of the street on even-numbered days and vice versa. Each community has a description of what's going on their respective websites. And those looking to shoo the flu can get a shot in Kenosha this week. On Friday, people are invited to the Kenosha County Community Health Flu Prevention Clinic. They're giving out free flu shots. It runs from 8 to 4 on Friday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds and a few flurries this morning, gradually clearing this afternoon. We'll get to around 32 today. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 21. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 32 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, a few snowflakes, breezy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
local news, timeless hits, and Paul Harvey twice a day, 7:25 with Don Rosen in the morning, and 12:05 coming up.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah. crystal blue persuasion.
Crystal Blue Persuasion on WRJN. As Tommy James advances a few decades ago, just what that song was all about, his answer surprised me.
Crystal Blue Persuasion was a song that was taken right out of the Bible. As a matter of fact, out of the Old Testament. And there was nothing pretentious about it. Crystal Blue Persuasion was a song about the future, about the millennium that we believe is going to come when Jesus comes back, and that's what Crystal Blue Persuasion is all about.
And here I thought it was just a great homecoming theme, which it was for me at Lake Geneva Badger, but I digress. Four Tops now, WRJN.
Sugar pie.
Hollywood, but if you want to stay, just like you are, you know, I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. My, now I'm showing you know that I love you. Love you, need you.
yourself and you know I love you. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you, won't you? I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Don Rosen is, right? Our morning guy, our illustrious morning guy. Tomorrow morning, he's going to have a guest talking about the open house coming up at the Racine Arts and Business Center at the Von Schrader Building. Tomorrow morning, RJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. As recently as a month ago, the White House insisted President Biden had no intention of pardoning his son Hunter. But now the president has issued a pardon, sparing him possible prison